Victory Over Fear, a compilation.
In 2 Kings chapter 6, we read the story of when Elisha and his servant were camped about the city of Dothan. The servant couldn't see anything but the horses and the chariots of the enemy, but Elisha saw that God was with them. God's word says, "And when the servant of the man of God arose early and went out, there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, 'Alas, my master, what shall we do?' So he answered, 'Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them.' And Elisha prayed and said, 'Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see.' Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha." Isn't it wonderful when our eyes are opened to see God working, to see that the Lord is with us? That's when we know that greater is the power that is with us than all the enemies of fear and doubt that are against us. Some people have more fears than others, but everyone knows what it is to be afraid. Well, I have good news that Jesus Christ came into the world to release us from our fears. One of the first messages from the angel at the time of Jesus' birth was, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy." Jesus told his disciples, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." He also said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." Love is greater than fear. God's word says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear." When we have the Lord Jesus Christ and we live in his word, there is nothing more stimulating that comes to the center of our attention than the love of God, and it can drive out all fears. I'm not belittling fear and pretending it's a simple thing just to trust in God and not be afraid. It's not simple, but I do know from experience that perfect love will cast out fear. We have to live in the Word of God. We have to claim His promises. We have to take hold of those promises and practice the presence of God continually. We're not trusting our own strength, our own protection. We're not trusting anything in the natural, the things that we can lay hold of in the material world. We're trusting in God's power, and therefore, we have the perfect love that casts out fear. God's word speaks of this deliverance from fear, this overcoming power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, won't you go to Him? Seek Him, and He will reveal His love to you. Virginia Brantberg. I know the enemy of my soul uses fear as a tool to steal, kill, and destroy faith. When Jesus came to give me fullness of life, His perfect love promising to cast out my fears. So I've been thinking lately, what are some truths we can cling to when fear looms and threatens our faith? The psalmist extols God's goodness in Psalm 119:68. "You are good and do good." What a simple yet profound statement. Because God's character is good, no ounce of unrighteousness dwells in Him, all God's intentions, plans, and works are good. Everything God is and everything God does is wrapped up in goodness. Yes, God is good. We believe this. But this truth is hard for us to wrap our minds around when circumstances seem bad. When the grim news arrives, the tragedy strikes, and our worst fear becomes a reality, what then? Can we still declare, "You are good and only do good"? Here's how the promise of God's goodness casts out fear. God is for you in Jesus Christ, not against you. The giving of His Son for the sake of your soul is the ultimate demonstration of His goodness toward you. Not only this, but what happened at the cross proves that what appears bad, God intends for our good. Even death did not have the final word. Christ disarmed it by canceling the record of debt that stood against us. As much as we want to make sense of our situation, because that makes us feel we're in control, God's ways and wisdom are higher than ours. Somehow His goodness undergirds everything that passes through His hands to us, even the thing we most fear. To trust in God's goodness toward us as we walk by faith, not by sight, is the great challenge of the Christian life, with all its trials and sufferings. But it's also the great blessed assurance Christ lived, died, and rose to purchase for us. Be not afraid. God is always good. The truth that when we are weak, He is strong, casts out the fear that we'll be left to our own devices and resources, that we won't make it through the darkest night of the soul. But Jesus passed through the valley of the shadow of death at Calvary, so we would never walk alone. He knew the darkness of forsakenness, so we would never be forsaken. And He held the victory over sin and death, so our hope for eternal life would be in Him. Meditate on the promises of God that have the power to cast out your fear and uphold your faith, and praise Him that these promises are for you through His Son. Kristen Wetherell. Peace I leave with you. My perfect peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid. Let my perfect peace calm you in every circumstance and give you courage and strength for every challenge. Are you experiencing anxiety in your life right now? If so, trust in this wonderful promise that Jesus gave to His disciples the night before He died. This is something they were going to need. Within 24 hours, their master and friend would be dead. They would be terribly afraid. They would need that heavenly peace that the world cannot provide. We need it too. Our course is not always through calm and storm-free waters. When turbulence comes, we need the peace of God on the inside so that we can remain secure even while the world outside is being shaken. The good news is that Jesus promises His peace to us too. The word peace is a beautiful, all-encompassing idea in the Bible. When Jesus promises His peace, He is referring not only to inner serenity, but wholeness in all our dealings, all our relationships. Claim this promise. Tell Jesus, "I believe it. Now I receive it." Mark Stibb.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.